During a campaign stop last year in Jackson, then-Mayor Sarah Flitner took a question from the audience. It was a challenging one from retired physician and consultant Jeff Walker, a staunch Republican. It was obvious from the get-go that the two didn't agree on much, especially on the election of Donald Trump. But they decided to keep talking anyway. As part of my series, I Respectfully Disagree, I chatted with Flitner and Walker about some of the hard conversations they've been working through. How long have you guys known each other?
Less than 6 months.
Less than 6 months. Yeah, we're not sure the exact date, but less than 6 months.
Yeah, so this has been kind of a relationship that has been kind of happening over the course of the election of Donald Trump then. You've kind of been getting to know each other during a pretty, you know, turbulent time in our country.
Yeah, that's definitely true. It's so I was a Trump voter. I'm not so sure I'm a Trump supporter, and there's a big difference because for me as a, you know, longtime Republican, I've been voting since 1972. You know, there were issues that were important to me that I felt I had to vote for the Republican ticket in order to see those issues advanced. But I'm not sure I'm a fan of the personality. So my first issue was the judiciary and the appointments. I felt like we needed to restore some balance to the last 8 years of appointments, and particularly the Supreme Court. But there's other levels of appointments that, that I think need to be maybe more balanced. Second thing was the economy, jobs. I think he has a platform. Let's see if it works. Third thing was the border. And I, frankly, Sarah and I have talked about this. I think we need to reestablish our legal immigration process by which we've admitted tens or hundreds of millions of people over the last, you know, 80 years. I think that's a reasonable process. I'm not a fan of open border.
What is your response to some of those decisions?
They're wrong. Just like Jeff. Just kidding. This is such a great case in point, frankly. I like bridges, not walls. And both of us have the same chance of being right. I just feel like at the end of the day, we're going to have to come to grips with the fact that we are living in a time of global society, global community, and that really what we're dealing with is people who do not have opportunities, who are living in fear, who do not have the ability to put food on their tables. And some of those people, by the way, are living in our own country, and they voted for change because those things are happening to them right now within our borders.
Yeah, and I share a lot of the Sarah's compassion for the world. To me, there's an orderly process that needs to be followed. And I think that's why I voted the way I did on that issue, which was, let's go back to our immigration policy. Let's go back to what we've established legally through different channels, through lotteries, whatever. And we also do political asylum. And I think those are all reasonable ways. But I think where we do agree is, what do you do about the 11 million or whatever the number is of people that are here, most of whom are law-abiding, hardworking, family people? I mean, why would we send those people away?
Yeah, and Jackson has a lot of folks that work in the tourism industry there that are legal or illegal working in your community.
Absolutely. And they're wonderful residents. And so let's figure out a way that they can stay and realize their dream, and they work alongside the rest of us. It's, you don't send them away. And that's what I wish this president would address.
That's Jeff talking about bridges, not
well,
walls.
That's the internal bridge.
You know, until we were talking right now, Jeff, I wasn't even thinking about the litany that you just listed where we both agree. I think most Americans, if not the vast majority would say an orderly process, a predictable one,
right,
a fair one, a transparent one. I don't think we're arguing about that. And that, to me, is the missed opportunity with the fear mongering or the lack of civility, because we're kind of agreeing on the policy front. And I guess that's where I want to see a lot more from leaders in our country at every level. I want to see listening and problem solving instead of bloviating and egomaniacal approaches, because it just does not serve.
Now, I know that we had talked earlier that you had, you know, real concerns about President Trump's rhetoric about women and sexual assault and things like that in the campaign, and that was something that you guys kind of discussed as friends. How did you work through that one?
Well, I don't think it was okay with either one of us. I think that, it's so not okay with me that I could never support a candidate who could say those things publicly or have those values.
But it, so it, do you feel okay with people voting that you know voting for somebody who has used that kind of rhetoric? How do you understand that?
I think Jeff was wrong about that. He thinks I was wrong about some other things. I have an opinion about his opinion, but I would rather spend my time constructively in conversation. Like, we agree on so many things. So what's Jeff going to help me do in terms of women's equality, pay equality in this state? What's he going to help me do? And you know what? I'll talk to you in a year and I'll give you some concrete answers, because I know he will.
We actually agree on the fact that we didn't, you know, we thought that was a deplorable comment, right? That was really, I have three adult daughters. All of them are the liberal voters, and they were incensed. And that actually was the word. These other issues were just somehow greater in perspective. To me, the Supreme Court nominations, the economy, the long-term effects of the election to me were what made me vote for the Republican ticket. You know, I understand, and my girls are still mad at me.
Right. And I guess I would take this opportunity to say that it's painful to hear that a smart, accomplished man made a different choice that a smart, accomplished woman may have felt as an affront. I think our opportunity to problem solve together and make progress stands a much better chance if we're in conversation than it would if I called Jeff names or he never engaged with me or bothered to pose a question to me. And that's at the root of it. It's not about agreements. It's about what is the best opportunity to make progress for our country and our communities.
Well, thank you both so much for taking some time to talk to me about your conversations and how you've been working through some hard issues.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for being interested in the topic. We appreciate that.